So here I am. I'm talking to Cynthia Blair, and she is the chairperson of a very exciting studio tour that's coming up, the Bay Studio Tour, which has been going since 2010. Welcome to the program, Cynthia.
Thank you so much, Dean. I'm glad to be here.
So how long have you been involved with the Bay Studio Tour?
I have been involved right from the very, very beginning. We started with 25 artists the first year, 15 the next year when we found out it was on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah. It's grown.
It's grown really quickly, and we do have a limit on our artisans, so we've sort of kept it at about 32 to 34.
Now, I love these studio tours. I grew up in the Hamilton area, and these happen in many different areas of the province, and so these are so great because you get to go and you get to visit the artists in their creative spaces.
Yes, it's a wonderful opportunity to see the artists at work sometimes. I do a demonstration during the tour, and other artists are, you know, painting or doing different things. So it's a great time to see really how the art is done and where it's done in the community.
And Cynthia, what is your art form? What is it that you, what medium do you work in?
I work with almost everything. I work with oil and acrylic for paintings, but I also work with encaustic, which is mixing beeswax with pigment, and I use a blowtorch to fuse it all together, but I add authentic like birch bark to it and different things. So it's becomes a painting, but it's a lot more textural.
Oh.
And this year, I'm going back 40-something years, I won't say exactly how many, but 40-something years to the beginning of my career, and I will be offering silk hand-painted scarves.
Wow. Wow.
Something exciting for this year.
That's great. Now, I know that when I've gone to these tours before, this could be the case with this, that there will sometimes be artists actually working on a piece.
Yes, yes. I can't say that for everyone. But there are artists that are working during the tour, and I myself demonstrate in caustics. So it's nice to have the, you know, the wax burning and the smell of it coming into the studio. And yeah, it's a great way to see everything that way.
Mm-hmm. There really is something special, in my opinion. And again, there is a magic to going to the studios and actually visiting the artists in the space, as well as visiting artists. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I do about 8 to 10 shows a year. This one in particular is my favorite show because, of course, it's local. And I get about 300 people through the tour during the weekend. And you get to see people again and again, but you also see a lot of new people from the Toronto area and different areas. So it has definitely been out there with marketing and being able to get the word out.
Mm-hmm. I'm counting 23 studio locations. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. We have 34 artists total. Some of them are guests at different studios. I have a guest, Jana Casey, who does soaps and creams and beautiful things like that. And other people have, you know, either painters or potters as guests. So there's a great variety all through Tiny, and there's so much talent in this area that it's definitely worth traveling around the area for the weekend to see everything.
Indeed. You mentioned a couple of different mediums. I'm seeing also photographic art, textiles, jewelry, glass, native art as well.
Yes. There's such a good variety of everything. There's sculpture, there's wood turning, there's just everything. Pottery, ceramics, almost everything that you can think of.
And I would think that your timing is very, very good because, of course, we're only about 2 months away from the holiday season. So this would be a great time to get out and do some early Christmas shopping.
That's right. And or for yourself.
Yes, indeed. And you bring up a good point because art is a very personal thing as well. So, I mean, I think that often while you can buy things for other people, especially people you know really well, but you may also, this is a great time to peruse and see something that just captures your soul that you have to have.
Yes, for sure. And I think that's, you know, people just need that every so often just to ground themselves and to feel good. Like, art is so important to everyone's life.
You know, I got into the art form of stained glass many years ago. I haven't done it for many years now, but that stemmed out of an encounter that I had with a potter. And it was this. We got talking about mugs and about things like that. And I, at the time, I had, like many people do, I had machine-made mugs in my cupboard. And this potter said to me, she says, you know, there's something so warm about having a mug in my hand that has been formed from the hands of another human being. And I was captivated after that. And I went home with my mug and I got rid of every machine-made mug that I had. And I put my one or two mugs that she and I made together. And I have never turned back. And that was 30 years ago.
I really understand that, because your first purchase of original art or pottery or anything that someone's made by hand, you will never regret it. It's something that is so different than something machine-made or commercially made.
It is.
It's just wonderful.
It is. It's good for the soul. There's a story behind it. That's the other thing I like about going to studio tours, is that you can say, I met this artist. I know this artist. Yeah. I had a chat with this artist. I learned something about them. It gives meaning to the piece that you have.
For us, it's really important, too, to know, you know, that somebody just loves that piece, or you know, how it changes their whole expression and their whole way of thinking by seeing a piece of art.
Indeed. And the tour is happening this weekend, October 5th and 6th, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m.
That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct. And because it's tiny, we have to sort of be careful of parking. But
okay,
every place is sort of accommodating for that. We expect great weather on Saturday, a little mix on Sunday, but it's going to be wonderful no matter what.
I know it is. And you have a great website. If somebody wants more and for more detailed information, you have like Meet the Artists, you have maps, everything. They can go to thebaystudiotour.com, and you have all the information that you need there as well.
All the information is there for them. The map is interactive, so it's an easy way to get around. And there are brochures at different locations during the tour. So it's we're all getting very, very excited.
Yeah, well, I'm getting excited for you as well. I'm looking forward to it. Well, best of luck with the weekend. And it's been a delight chatting with you.
You too. You as well.
Thanks very much. I've been chatting with Cynthia Blair, chairperson for the 2024 The Bay Studio Tour.